The fact that unemployment is a worldwide phenomenon does not make our national and personal situation any easier to endure. It does not lessen the heartbreak of parents who watch their children go through the frustration of joblessness year after dispiriting year. Despite the severe constraints of our public finances, which have resulted from years of mismanagement and corruption, the government has contributed $10 million United States dollars as seed money for the plan. Money should be leveraged to raise money from private sources and public organizations to the tune of $100 million United States dollars to fund its program. The overall objective of this plan is to stimulate private sector growth at the early stages of business, to accelerate job creation, and to provide entrepreneurial Ghanaian youth with a critical alternative to salaried employment. It will help their businesses to grow and compete domestically and internationally.
President Akufo-Addo mentioned the benefits to be derived from the program.
The National Entrepreneurship and Innovations Plan will, amongst others, 1, provide tax incentives for startups owned by young entrepreneurs, incentivize and partner private sector investors to set up business incubator hubs and industrial parks for youth-owned businesses nationally, establish a youth enterprise fund, which will be leveraged to attract private capital to fund startups, provide a ready market for the products and services of startups through the reservation of a percentage of the proposed 70% of local content public procurement contracts. Implement a buy local policy for ICT services from youth-owned businesses. Set up an industrial subcontracting exchange to link large industry with small businesses and startups as a supply chain for goods and services. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm confident that this plan will be made to work to provide young people with what it promises.